like a little handful of tickets left, and that's it.
Well, Dan, so me and Dan went to Disney yesterday because it's our spring break, and my husband doesn't have spring break, and his wife and kids are also not on spring break until next week. So me and him went to Disney yesterday, and he was he jumps on the queue for D23, and he was number like 42,000 in the queue. And then he was like, all right, well, we're just going to let this ride to like see at what point do I like even get anything. And we were there till 4 o'clock, and he basically just let it expire because nothing was left. By the time he finally was able to even look at purchasing tickets, like all the stuff he had wanted was gone by then. So I'm pretty sure he wants to try again today.
I don't think he's going to get it, but he can try.
You know what? It's totally luck of the draw. So like some people will hop on at one point. It's not like how long you're on first. Like some people think like if you're already logged in ahead of time, it's going to jump you ahead in the cycle. And that's not true. Like we've done it to where I'll jump on first with one device and then I'll jump on later with a different device. And the second device has a better number than the first. So, I mean, I personally, this is probably the fairest way to do it, but Disney is just, D23 is so popular, especially with like vloggers and you know, people want to hear what's coming first so that they can, you know, because a lot of people make their whole living off of Disney on YouTube. I think that's what's kind of getting a lot of people to go, but people just want to go. It's like Comic-Con, you know?
I think a lot of people locally want to go because they feel like they're going to get a lot of news from Disneyland forward, supposedly.
Yeah, we were talking to a CM yesterday in Toontown, and she was really nice, and we were chatting about that, and she was like, yeah, so fun fact, I don't know if you guys know this, but you know how they opened Donald's little splash pad tugboat in Toontown?
Yeah, I saw the video of it.
Yeah, it's really cute. We went and saw it yesterday. It's adorable. It's going to be great in the summer. Super cute. But do you know what a big part of the holdup was?
The shower.
Yes. That's the city of Anaheim made them put a shower like you have at the beach for playing in a splash pad. It's not like there's sand there. It's the rubber mat. What are you showering on, bro?
But there's no shower over by the little water features in Tomorrowland or any other water
grandfathered
features.
Asked that question, and from what the CM was telling us is that the other stuff, just like the lines in Fantasyland, they've been sort of grandfathered in, so any new construction has to go through different hoops. So they had to go and reroute and put a whole little shower in, and it's like tucked away and everything. But I'm thinking, yeah, it's like sort of in the back. And quite honestly, I liked the boat better when you can go in it and it had like a second story and stuff. But
yep.
People are stupid, I'm guessing, is a big problem with that. But anyway, the splash pad's super adorable, but that shower, so Disney had to, you know, reroute it. And I pointed out, I said, I think the city of Anaheim is forgetting something. They're forgetting how much money they lost during the Disneyland shutdown. The city of Anaheim lost a ton of money. Oh,
they remember that. That's why they gave approval to the Disneyland Forward.
To Disneyland Forward.
As opposed to when they forgot about all that stuff 5 years ago and canceled the East Gateway and the resort the Vacation Club hotel.
Yeah. I hope
Disneyland or the Anaheim City Council is been full of people who are very anti-Disney for a long time. Mm-hmm. Some of those people were pushed out during pandemic because a lot of people rightfully saw that Anaheim was treating Disney like shit, even though Anaheim is nothing without Disneyland. Yeah.
You're not wrong. Without Disneyland, Anaheim doesn't have anything. They're not very bougie. you know, there's not a lot of other tourism. They've really built up the city around this tourism and around Disneyland. And they need to always keep that in perspective. And I really hope that Disneyland Forward goes through and it's as big and as amazing as they want it to be, because I would love to see more of that around Disneyland, because we stay off. So,
Dan's here.
Hey, look, it's Dan.
Well,
oh, shit.
I don't know about look, it's Dan.
Someone made it.
I see a picture of Dan. There's Dan.
There he is.
Oh, he's on the Death Star.
Yeah.
We mentioned how you tried to get started. Well, I started recording, so you can use what we wanted. But basically, we chatted a little about you trying to get D23 tickets.
Fuck.
And then we chatted about Disneyland Forward and how they and about the Donald Duck shower.
Oh yeah, that's funny. Yeah. So I don't know the D23 thing. It's I don't know what you said, but it's pretty interesting. So they did the pre-sale. So first of all, they're trying to like Comic-Con, right? They're trying to do it like Comic-Con, which I applaud, because Comic-Con people don't like the system that it's randomized, but it's equitable. Anybody can get tickets. Like, it opens it up for anybody to get tickets. I'm fine with that. What I'm not okay with is that I'm okay with pre-sales. That's okay. A normal pre-sale, like with Ticketmaster works, you have a certain allotment of tickets and that's it. Like, just a certain allotment. So they did that first day, paused the line, said, we're out of today's allotment. Yesterday was another pre-sale. Now, I thought it was the Disney Visa pre-sale. No, it's just a Visa pre-sale. So anybody with a Visa card, paying with a Visa card, can get in on this. Okay, is what it is. Again, we're okay with allotment of tickets. That's fine. Today being the general pre-sale, just do whatever. Well, apparently news is coming out that whatever they sold from the pre-sale is now sold out. That's it. So we'll see. I kind of don't believe it.
I don't know. We'll find out
in a little while at noon. When it opens,
I was saying earlier that I thought I heard that there's no more tickets.
I did hear that too. I'm going to try just because I'm curious. And what am I going to do? Just log in and wait anyway. So it's not like I'm really losing anything. I'm not going to sit there on the edge of my seat waiting for this. I'm going to go about my day. And
I've seen people who never missed a D23. Like, I didn't get tickets and I'm not expecting to. Even Michael, you know Sasaki?
Yeah.
He didn't get tickets.
No.
He says
way.
He's not expecting to go to D23 for the first time ever.
Yeah, there's so, charter members who are not, you know,
yeah,
doing this that's too. Crazy. This is really weird.
Is that a mess up on their part?
No, he didn't. The first day, the first day he was on the first day, because obviously he's an actual paying member of D23.
Right.
So he got on. And he got a number like in the 30,000s or 13,000 or something. And it was sold out by the time that, oh no, they paused his line. They paused his line and told them, we're pausing this. If you're a Visa card member, you can come back tomorrow and try like resume your place in line. What is that? Resume your place in line when you don't qualify for the second pre-sale? Like what is, that's weird. Okay. So he paused. So I tried it. I was with Gina yesterday. So I'm just on my phone all day. I just let it go while we were going about our business and every once in a while checked it. And I'm like, I got like 40,000 was my number. I was like, I am not feeling too good about this. By the end of the day, I had missed my time slot, but all that was left for that sale was for Sunday. And I had planned to go. I can't do all 3 days because it's the first week of school. So I had planned to do Saturday, Convention Center and the Honda Center, and Sunday the same thing. I had planned to do at least those 2 days. All that was left was Sunday. Daniel got nothing. So I was like, let's just try tomorrow. Because we think like, because we're kind of going to buy him together because I can kind of use his discount. That's what we agreed on. We'll try it. And then I sent him the message later. I'm like, dude, did you see this? And he's like, yeah, I know. It's bullshit. Like, how are you going to do that? And the page still says sold out. That doesn't make any sense, and that's not how pre-sales work. I'm not gonna cry, I'm not gonna lose sleep, but like I was like, what? This is fucked up. This isn't how you run pre-sales. Ticketmaster doesn't do that, neither does Comic-Con. Comic-Con, if you don't get in, like, you know, having gone before, you just try for the general on sale.
Isn't having it at the Honda Center like wasn't that a bigger venue? So like theoretically they should have been able to handle more capacity, or am I mistaken?
It's so the convention center is supposed to have like the majority of the panels and the expo floor. That's what the convention center is supposed to have. All the bigger panels, like the Parks one and all that kind of stuff, that was moving over to the Honda Center to accommodate more people doing it. But they decided they could also upgrade to do that. So it's more money to do that. Just doing the convention center was one price. The convention center plus the Honda Center was a different price. So, and then they were selling, and then you also had to, you had a reserve spot. If you did that, you had a reserve spot at the Honda Center to seat. So that's what you had. But they were also upgrading that because there was the 3-day pass, the 3-day pass with the Honda Center, and then the preferred one, which was like the big one where you could get on the floor of the Honda Center for all that stuff. And that was going, it was a minimum, it was $1,000 for that one. It was freaking ridiculous.
Can I just, I don't, even know what to say about all it's, even if I lived there, even if I lived there still, even if I had the money, I wouldn't have the money. And because it's just the prices, the prices have gone ridiculous. It's like, you look at that price and you're like, wait, is what am I paying for again? I mean, I could get like a, I could get a mini plan of like season tickets for like a sports team for that price.
Yeah.
And go to multiple games.
At the Honda Center.
At the Honda
Center. You can go see the Ducks play.
I could go get, I could go get season tickets for one of the two minor league baseball teams that I'm surrounded by down here or up here. I could go get probably a mini plan for the Seattle Mariners. There's several different things that you could do, multiple things for the same exact price that you're trying to do this one thing for. I would rather, and I told Daniel this the other day, I would rather, if I had the money and the means and all the things to do it, I would rather buy Star Wars Celebration Japan tickets and go to Japan than even attempt to screw a D23 that's at multiple locations that they probably won't even have their shit together.
Now, that's going to be a little bit weird, too, because part of this deal was that you got this and you you got guaranteed like shuttles from the convention center to the Honda Center, which was which was nice. You don't have to deal with parking at and moving your car and parking at the Honda Center down the road.
How are the lines nice. For those going to be?
Comic-Con-esque. Yeah. But here's the catch, Anthony.
Oh, no.
You have to abide by the Honda Center's rules as far as bags are concerned.
That was stupid.
Jesus and Christ. Their bags are, it's small. They're
I know. You don't bags. Get, everybody knows it, what sports, what's
no,
sports,
it's, it, if I remember correctly, it's actually smaller than the sports allowed bag.
What? And see-through. They're smaller and they have to be.
Well, but that's been a thing in sports, sporting.
And I know that for years. And I know that, and I don't have a problem with
that. But Disney people don't always realize that.
Well, then no, they're going to get a rude awakening then.
The issue is, whatever you have at the convention center, you have to drop off either at your hotel room or your car before you board the shuttle to get on the Honda Center to do that, because you can't take that stuff inside. So whatever I bought of Mickey's at Glendale, I can't take in. I have to go drop it off before I go to the Honda Center. So it's going to be like whatever. I'm still going to try it, but today I'm not that hopeful. And it's like I don't really feel like I'm going to miss anything big. Now,
are we going to start seeing resellers for the D23 tickets?
I don't know.
Like, so, is that going to be a thing now?
Oh, totally.
We're gonna see him in the thing. I think they missed the mark, because what's still available, that big ass pass, that $999 plus dollar one is available, because your seat upgrade where you sit upgrades your price. Because I think it said starting at $999. Let me look at it. I just saw it.
I thought it was $999.
Is it like I mean, it's $999? Or you just
no. Michael, the wording is starting at $999.
Oh shit!
So that means
it's you pick going your seat up
on the floor means it's going to be more expensive than that, because you had to pick your area of where you were going to sit too. So if you were ADA, you had to pick an area that had ADA compliance. And as we all know, at the Honda Center, most of that stuff's going to be at the higher levels.
You have reserve seating?
You had reserve seating when you bought a thing to the Honda Center, yes.
For the $1,000 one.
No, for anything. For anything you bought that had any the Honda Center attachment to it, you had reserve seating. I didn't know that. I just thought it was like, oh, you would guarantee the seat somewhere. They made you pick I don't think they made you pick a seat, but they made you pick a section.
Right. Back in 2013 or 14, must be maybe 14, 13 or 14, I went to a Star Trek convention in San Francisco that I paid $250 for. I got, for that price, I got five autographs included, including William Shatner. I got reserved seating in a seat of my choice for the whole entire convention. And then I got a bunch of other perks and freebies and stuff. That is what I call a good deal for all the things you get. Whatever you're talking about and the price you're talking, prices you're talking about, that's crazy.
Not even Comic-Con does that. Comic-Con to go, if you can get 4 days of Comic-Con plus preview night, you're still looking at about $200. And you have access to everything. You just have to wait in line for it.
There's one person on eBay right now selling as titled D23 Expo 2024 Ultimate Fan Pass 3-day ticket, section 408, row B or J. $2,870 or best offer with $5.35 shipping. There is 17 watchers on that.
Damn.
That is the only one I see.
There will be more coming.
Well, if it's anything like when people try to resell Oogie Boogie tickets and stuff, who buy them are going to be shocked when those tickets no longer work. And the people selling them, if they're key members, are going to be shocked when they start getting their keys revoked, because Disney does not like that. They don't mind a reseller in the merch department, but you try to resell their special event tickets and they start getting all bitchy.
I don't know. We'll have to see, because I don't think they have complete control over how this is run. We will see.
Wild. It's
no,
it's
if
just
they did,
wild.
It would probably be worse.
Might have something there.
Well, my advice is start saving up for a plane ticket and go to Celebration Japan, because it'd probably be a lot better of an experience anyways.
I want to go to Japan. A few of the vloggers I follow have gone to Japan recently, and then I follow somebody who's stationed there, and that's the park I'd love to go to. And I'd like to see other things in Japan, so
there is so many. The amount of things, I could go on for an hour about the amount of things that are cool to see in Japan. I've just been following some other bloggers, and because of the prices being, I think I mentioned this in the last podcast about prices in Japan being so cheap, that a lot of people were going during the Christmas into January, because of the prices being at like all time lows over there. The yen is like so devalued.
Yeah, I was looking at that, but it's still, it's not like dirt cheap, but there are things that are way less expensive.
Plane tickets is the biggest thing you have to worry about as far as price. Otherwise, everything else is going to be like hotels, eating, transportation, everything is like dirt cheap. It's like so easy to, it's just as long as, once you can get past the language and the you know, all of that barrier, it's all pretty pretty easy from what I from all the people I've seen that have gone over there.
I'll tell you, the translation apps on our phones are so good that it makes it easier. I mean, obviously it's better if you know the language, but it makes it so much easier to travel when you have these apps on our phone. I've had to use them for parent conferences if I can't get a translator or something, and they're really pretty good. They're even better than they were, 5 years ago.
If we're done talking about D23, are we? We can use this as a nice.
Yeah, I think so. So I'm looking at info has been, well, it's on the webpage, but info has been coming from Scott Gustin. who I think works for the Orange County Register.
Yeah, he's usually pretty reliable.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I was just going to say. Like, stuff that he says, I do believe because he's actually fairly reliable. So he did say he's the one that posted it. And then when he's asked questions beneath it, I'm looking at X right now.
Don't ever call asking, it that
clarify.
Again.
That means no new tickets. And he says, correct. If it's sold out today, it will be sold out tomorrow. No additional tickets will be added for the general on sale tomorrow. And then he said, so no more Saturday tickets with Honda Center access. And he said, correct. So what a shit show, man. I'm still going to jump in line to see, just to make sure there wasn't some kind of error there, but I'm not hopeful. And it's fine. Like, honestly, if that's the way that it's going to go, I may have been to my last D23 because I'm not going to deal with that mess if they can't fix that. I'm upset that, like, not that I'm not going, just that that was the way that it was run, because that's not how things should be done.
Dan, as somebody who has bought many concert tickets over the years, I imagine both pre-sale and non-pre-sale, you probably know better than anybody that this is not how you do something.
No, it's not. And that's the part that upsets me, is you're right. I have bought plenty of tickets for plenty of concerts. For Comic-Con, I have done it all. Sometimes you're lucky, sometimes you're not. That's the luck of the draw. I get that. But it was fair. If you're going to say pre-sale, you do not sell everything that you have. You have an allotment, and then you give everybody, all those people a chance to do it again the next time.
Because
you limited who could get tickets, and that's the hard part. I didn't pay for D23 for a year that you give me nothing anyway, in a year that you don't have the convention out here. So why would I pay for it?
Right.
Give those people who already gave you extra money access to that before the general members of the public never had a chance at this. And it's just like the last one when they advertise it all over the place, but it's already been sold out. Mm-hmm. And it's been sold out for months. This was a shit show on their part. But how much is it them? How much is it the company that they're having run it? Like, I do applaud them for the fact that they're using a third party to put you in for that thing, because it's equitable to get tickets. With that system, it's equitable, but the way they did it with the allotment is not. And that's the problem that I have.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen concerts where they had, like, because how many pre-sales were there? Was there the D23 member pre-sale and then the Visa, and then that was it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean, I've seen concerts that have had, like, five different pre-sales. You got fan club pre-sales, Visa pre-sales, American Express pre-sales, pre-sales
and they sell out quick
for people that belong to some club having to do with Nation and all kinds of, they have six different pre-sales, and yet there's still tickets available for the general
and release. That's why this is a problem, because
that's supposed to work,
right? There's been times where I have pre-sale codes and I didn't get it during a pre-sale, but the regular on sale I got it.
Yeah.
And it, the same with Comic-Con. There's been times where in the returning registration, I haven't gotten it with the open registration. And that's fine. I'm okay with that. Like, that's the true luck of the draw. Not let's sell off all the crap we have and then fucking shit on everybody else. So that's fine. Like I said, I'm going to jump in line. Not hopeful. We'll see. I don't know what Daniel's going to do. I haven't talked to him yet. He's probably just waking up about now anyway, because he was going to go all 3 days. He was going to go all 3 days with the Honda Center. And I don't think he's going to do that unless I talk to him and he says, well, let's at least go Sunday if we can get it. And I'm a jackass for that too. I got in and Sunday was left, and I said, F it, because I thought, you know, let me try to get the all days I want at the same time. And then I let it go. I actually had that thing that said, by the time I got home, Gina, I got that thing that said, oh, no, I was there. Was I still at the park when I said, oh, I missed my time? Yeah, I missed the 10 minutes.
We were on the bus driving or going back to the parking lot.
Yeah, I missed my 10-minute time. So whatever, dude. No big deal. It's going to be on YouTube anyway. And
you're probably going to end up having dodged a bullet. It's going to come time, and you're going to see all those crowds and how stupid it is. And you're going to be like, you know what? I dodged one.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to Comic-Con 4 days. Plus preview night, and I have I have that shit for the next 5 years because I'm a professional. So
you'll you'll probably have a better time at that, anyways.
Oh, I know, hotel rooms and all that kind of stuff. I will. I'm for not sure about it. Anyway, what else is new, guys? How's it going?
Yeah, we haven't
been here in a long time.
I know we have quite a few things we can talk about. It's probably going to go a little bit over, but
let's go.
We should let's go backwards, because obviously we have things like extravaganza and food and wine and stuff to talk about. But let's stay overseas, since I brought up overseas, and let's talk about Small World.
Well, go ahead.
Talk about Marvel's takeover of Small World in Hong Kong, and all of a sudden a lot of people who have never give a shit about Disney parks overseas all of a sudden give a lot of shit about Disney parks overseas.
Be my guest, man. Yeah, I'm gonna be honest with you. As you guys know, hashtag not my park. So a lot of times I don't pay attention. All you, my man, go for it. So I don't even know that they're doing that. So
not Hong Kong. It's Tokyo. Tokyo Disneyland.
Tokyo took over.
Small World. You didn't see that announcement?
No, again, hashtag not my park.
Okay. No, 2 days ago they announced that Small World at Disneyland Tokyo, I believe, is going to do an overlay with Groot, hosted by Groot, I guess, Groot from the I Am Groot cartoon.
Okay.
They all look very like cartoony, but them and Marvel characters are going to take over Small World.
In the same type of model, like the same type of doll?
Yeah, probably. That's probably going to be Marvel characters as dolls.
So just kind of like they did the ones here from the animated classics, yes. But more of a theme though.
Yes.
Oh, so I'm cool. Looking at it as a Theme Park Insider. Are they legit?
Sure.
The Theme Park Insider. Okay.
I saw it originally from Scott Gaston.
Okay. So according to this, it says Universal Studios Hollywood's license for Marvel's Spider-Man with the release of that. The Tokyo Disney Resort is now clear to use more Marvel characters at its theme parks. The resort already has announced the debut of Avengers characters in a new nighttime spectacular on Tokyo Disneyland's Cinderella Castle in September. But Tokyo Disney announced another home for Marvel characters on its The Small World ride. And it says that the Disney characters are going to be sort of Easter eggs within the classic dark ride. Tokyo Disney will take that to another level by adding characters from across the Marvel Cinematic Universe in its rethemed It's a Small World with Groot ride for a limited time. And then it has the artwork that is...
Yes,
very small cool. worldy, you know.
That's cool looking, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very small world, like art, but with the Marvel characters, and it is really cool. And it says that Groot encounters. This is the backstory. Groot encounters his friends in various locations on Earth and experiences their regional cultures and music with them, as well as with children from all around the world. And it's going to go down sometime this autumn for a switchover. And that's what it looks like. And then somebody in the comments wrote, everyone sing along to the tune of It's a Small World, of course. I am Groot, Groot. I am Groot. I am Groot, Groot. And I think that comment wins the day.
Yeah, as I said, a lot of people have opinions that are shitty. People are angry that a beloved ride is being ruined. Like I said, most people don't even bat an eye about stuff that goes on overseas, but all of a sudden they care about this ride. But it's not even, at a park, talking about Tokyo Disneyland, at a park, where it's the only place you can still see the original Country Bears.
And
the original Splash Mountain. And there's a couple other things that are that they've never changed. At a park where you can still see those original things, people are complaining about Small World being changed.
I think it's because there's a group of people who, one, as my dad would say, like to bitch to bitch.
Well, two, you know that.
I don't understand this group of Disney fans who don't like to see anything change, and they would like to still have the same squeaky wheels from when the park opened in, you know, the 1950s, but they just don't want to see things change. There's an entire group of people. That's just who they are. They don't want to see anything different. They don't want to see anything change. They're like purists or whatever.
Yeah, but they're not even, though, because they don't even recognize the fact that Disney in its own history, that Disneyland has changed several times. Disneyland opened in 1955, and then already in 1959 was already having a major update. And then they had another major update in 1964, 65. And then they had another major update in like 1968 or 69. Disneyland has gone through major updates several times over the years. You had the complete remodel of Fantasyland in around 1980. You had the complete remodel, no matter how shitty it was, of Tomorrowland, which is obviously way overdue for another remodel, in 1997. So Disneyland has gone through major changes. These people just like to bury their heads in the sand and act like every major change is some affront to the history, and, you know, and Walt rolling over in his grave when he's probably already been face down for a long time. So
he's frozen.
Yeah, so it doesn't really matter because he can't roll because he's stuck in ice. But these people just need to, I mean, Tiana is going to be open and probably be Tiana for like 10 years, and people are going to be, remember Splash Mountain?
I'm it's excited great if for we have Tiana. That bag.
I'm like, yeah, you can still see it. It's in Tokyo.
I'm excited about Tiana. Like, I'm ready. I like the ride itself. Like, I wasn't married to the characters of Splash anyway. Like, they're whatever. I didn't care who was in it. I just think the ride, it's fun. I like a dark log ride. I think it's a good time. So I'm ready for something different. I want to see something better. I think that, have you seen the pictures of the way it's looking in Walt Disney World? Because they're currently testing it.
And we got new characters coming.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we can obviously talking about that since we already have. My only real complaint is that, I have two complaints about our specific Tiana. Stop calling it a salt dome. I'm sick of hearing people refer to the mountain as a salt dome or whatever the hell they keep calling it. It's not that. Stop it.
I've never heard that.
Well, I don't even know why. That's why they're explaining why there's a mountain in the bayou, because it's a salt dome or something. Stop saying it. It's stupid. Nobody wants to hear that. Just pretend that there's a mountain in the bayou and get over it. Stop trying to justify why there's a mountain in the bayou. Second, they had a perfect opportunity, unless it was like completely, absolutely, if they could prove to me that it was impossible, they had the perfect opportunity to finally switch over ours to side by side seating. And I don't think they're doing it. They're probably just keeping it the way it was. Michael's shaking his head as if he knows for sure. But they had the perfect opportunity to switch it to Walt Disney World style seating. And I don't see them doing it. And if they haven't done it now, it'll never, ever be done. This was their time to do it. And if they're not doing it now, they'll never, ever do it. So I guess you're stuck with bitch seating.
How much did they mess with the track? Did they really mess with the track at all?
I don't think they did at all.
If they didn't mess with the track,
no.
There was no way you were going to ever get side by side.
They would have had to probably
widen the track.
They would have had to widen the track. And all the pictures I've seen of, all the video I've seen of people who have taken video of the track, it looks the same. So
I'm gonna be okay with that, because as fat Californians. Californians can't sit side by side. Like, there was no way. Had I gone with Gina yesterday, and this isn't you, Gina, this is a me comment, we wouldn't have fit in that damn thing. That's totally.
I'm telling you the truth. There's a point where you just don't want to get that cozy to somebody. That's all. You just don't want to get cozy. Do you remember?
And normal Splash Mountain seating isn't super cozy.
Now, when I was a teenager, and a young adult there, I didn't mind the Matterhorn seating because whatever girl I was with,
I had to
lean against me because I'm the bigger person. They always load them in the back. But nowadays, I'm like, you know, get out of my way. I'm good here.
No, they finally fixed it to where each person has their own backrest. And so it's less awkward. But no, back in the 90s, yeah, like you had that one strip. That was it. You got real cozy to the person behind you. And that was just the way it was.
I'm sitting here looking at my size 14 Nikes, and some of us still don't fit with the feet. Like, even on a single thing, it ain't the easiest thing. Anyway,
but I'm excited. I'm ready for them to reskin it. I think Tiana's will be good with that whole area. Everybody was worried that they were getting rid of Critter Country. I personally don't care. Get rid of Critter Country. Call it Tiana's Bayou Country. I don't care. Just make it fun.
Like, and they're redoing the stores too. So I mean, we're probably going to see the loss of either.
Not the whole store.
What was it?
The whole Briar Patch, or just part of it. The candy store.
Stay Critter Country.
Yeah, the candy store is still staying Critter Country technically. It's still staying Pooh Corner technically. But then the merchandise store is becoming Tiana. And then
the other one that was up higher.
Yeah, the hat store or whatever it was.
Briar Patch.
I mean, completely. Yeah, the Briar Patch is becoming completely Tiana themed. Now, I mean, yeah, I'm like, well, what's left of Critter Country then? Half of a third of a store? Pooh,
yeah, but
and Hungry Bear,
Canoes.
Tiana, if you do it right, Tiana fits into Critters anyway. And that's probably why they introduced those new characters, because all the new characters were Critters.
Yeah,
we didn't get another human character. It was all.
That's Critters. Why they're keeping that
I
name.
I think that they should just extend New Orleans all the way across the bridge now, and then just call. They should just call Hungry Bear. They just retheme Hungry Bear to, because you know Hungry Bear is on the edge of a retheming anyways. They should just retheme it to Pooh, and then just call that one little wall of the park right there. Just call it Pooh Corner. Don't even call it Critter Country anymore. Just call that one little section Pooh Corner, and then either that or just or my other option was just move Pooh to Tomorrowland, because Tomorrowland is bullshit anyways. So move Pooh to Tomorrowland. And it'll fit right in with the rest of the non-theming that's going on in Tomorrowland. So
I don't want to eat at Pooh's, dude. So I mean, I know what you're saying and why you're saying it, but that's probably not a good decision. Anyway.
The only thing that I wish that they would do to Hungry Bear Restaurant is add shelter that isn't just
a net,
the canvas, because when we were trying to find a place to eat, it was raining. It was such a disastrous nightmare. I'm like, can you guys put in a solid like overhang? That'd be great.
Hey, speaking of another critter, fantastic thoughts, Anthony.
we cannot hear you, Anthony.
Lovely thoughts. You totally can't hear you.
Still can't. Yeah, there you go. There you are. You're back.
My first thought was, well, eventually Hungry Bear's just going to go away. But then I'm like, well, they did just redo the bathrooms and then added that whole extra deck to Hungry Bear. But then that doesn't mean anything. Disney has remodeled something.
The restaurant won't go away because there's no other restaurant on that side. So there's no way the restaurant would go away.
But
retheme is possible, but like, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of, at this point, it's kind of classic. I mean, maybe it just needs a new facade. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's okay. Actually, we eat there fairly often. The menu does change up a little bit from time to time, but it's always
reliable.
It's a place that's reliable food. And it's one of the only places where, like, as far as kids, they still have the chicken tenders and stuff. So you can, you know, it's simple, basic food. It's a chicken and a burger. They might mess with it a little bit, but you can get chicken and a burger there. Where some of the other places now, they're expanding and not doing that. Like, so, you know, speaking of Tiana's, like Tiana's menu at the actual Tiana's Palace, they don't have that at all. It's the gumbos and jambalayas and whatever else, the sandwiches, the po' boys. Like, it's good, but it's not chicken tenders and burgers, like, at all. Right. So, you know what I mean? So, it's good, though. It's good.
Hungry Bear's always been a go-to. I mean, even when I was a kid, that was seemed like that was the place we always ended up at to eat was Hungry Bear.
Yeah, because they have a good, like, you can get, you know, a bacon cheeseburger, you know, or just a plain cheeseburger, and then you can get a salad. Their salad, actually, that barbecue ranch is actually pretty good. And then just the chicken tenders for the kids. It's super, super simple menu, easy, but you can also do a little upgrade to it with what you can add on a burger and go. I don't see it going anywhere. And it's always packed.
But that was the point of why you used to go there back in the day, because it was not packed all the time.
Yeah, well,
you have like Plaza and stuff would be packed, and then you'd be like, oh, well, you know, you used to be rewarded for taking the time to walk all the way over to that side of the park.
That extra deck that you're talking about, in the back is not. You can always find seating over there. The day in question that we're talking about, it was raining, so we actually went up that back staircase, closer to Galaxy's Edge, to try to find tables, and there were plenty of tables back there. They were just wet because it was.
Raining. I know that's what I was going to say. Say back to Gina's point, they built that whole entire deck and they didn't cover it.
And I get that they put like covering so that, but even in the summer, it's super hot, like super hot, because it's just not covered enough.
I still like it. I don't see it going anywhere.
No, it shouldn't. And
the theme fits in. Hey, critters, check out this. I got this bad boy. I got Chubby. He's not hard to get at all. I dig this little orange chubby bird. I have ever since the ride opened. And yesterday I went and I was like, you know what? I'm going to get it. I mobile ordered it at Daisy's Cafe. And mobile ordering it, it comes with the donuts. That's how you get it, the little mini donuts. That's what you get.
Oh, nice.
When you get this instead of popcorn. Then the popcorn stand. I talked to Daniel. I didn't even know there's a popcorn stand in Toontown. It's way in the back.
Oh, yeah.
I actually asked him by where Chippendale used to be. That's where it is.
Back it up.
Yeah, there just was no line for the thing. I don't think he doesn't get a lot of love, but I think it's cute. It wasn't as expensive as some of the other ones because it was only $23. Some of the other ones were nearing that, you know, that $30 mark. So actually they are hitting that $30 mark, $32.
We could do it as a segue to talk about some popcorn buckets, because there's a few I wanted to highlight. We were talking about that long ago about how popcorn buckets had went above the $30 threshold. Mm-hmm. Back about the time of the the Millennium Falcon or one of those ones had went over $30, but then they kind of thought they realized that they were going a little too high, and they backed up, and the popcorn bucket started being about $26 again or something like that.
Yeah.
But now you're going to start seeing them probably with some more fancy ones. But I wanted to highlight a few because there's some hit or misses. Jabba the Hutt. I dig it. I like the comment about how the strap on it looks like he just won Miss America or Miss Universe or something. That was pretty funny. At least in the photo. I like that one, but I just want to say that Salvage Stormtrooper helmet is a big fail. What the hell were they even thinking on that?
I don't know. It's weird. I don't know.
I don't like it. I'd have
to see it in person.
Somebody was like, oh, we have these plastic, let's make a plastic Stormtrooper helmet that's dirty and wrecked looking, and then make them have it upside down.
Right.
Because you load it, because the opening is at the bottom.
It's the bottom, yeah.
Yeah, so that's really dumb. The other one that, if I was still living down there, I would probably have one of you guys get for me. And I still haven't totally ruled out the possibility of having one of you guys get for me. And that's the Pizza Planet truck.
That looks pretty cool.
That looks cool, actually.
Is that out yet?
No, that doesn't come out until Pixar Fest opens at the end of April.
That makes sense.
So the Jabba the Hutt one is already a hit. So I say this every time. I am not a reseller. Not a reseller. But I do have people that know I have a pass and like that stuff. And I get asked a lot, hey, Dan, can you pick that up for me? They're just friends of mine. They just pay me what it costs. Right. I'm not making money on the deal. Mm-hmm. I've already got orders for that. I've already got like 3-4 orders for that one. They just saw
how many orders do you have for the Stormtrooper helmet?
None. Although there's a possibility. Saw it and I mentioned it to one of my friends. It's actually my wife's coworker, who I'm her Disney connection. So she was like, she's like, I know I want Jabba and I know I want the Falcon because they're going to re-release the Falcon.
Yeah, I saw that.
Jabba the Hutt. Yeah. And I said, yeah, okay, I can pick stuff up. I've got reservations about that time. And I'm sure other than the Easter one, which for obvious reasons has been sold out. Right. If you didn't know, we'll talk about that in a second. Most everything you've been able to get pretty reasonably at the beginning. In fact, sitting in front of me, besides Chewy, is a Donald Egg Sipper because Daniel did ask me to pick up one of those for mm-hmm. him yesterday. So I did that. That's still widely available. Now, if you didn't hear about the Easter bucket, I got one. Gina has one. We got them that first weekend, that they were available. And then that was that was pretty much the last time that they were seen.
Were good.
Well, they are, but the hinges really are also good. Plastic. The hinges are plastic. And they break easily. So a lot of the ones that they had in stock, they had to trash because they were already broken.
Oh, wow.
Like just in transport. So it hasn't been seen since. So they're going for like 2 or 3 times their value on eBay. And they have been sparsely seen about the parks since. And I don't think I've heard anybody say they've even seen one in at least the last 3 weeks. And
yeah, I haven't seen
I got when it went, we got ours right around my daughter's birthday, which was the end of February. First of all, it came out early. They released it really early. It's a springtime Easter thing at the end of February. And then that was pretty much the last that they were seen. They were only out for like a week.
February 19th. That's when we bought it. February 19th.
Because it was Bella's birthday. Yeah.
Yeah. See.
Yeah, which is weird because February, that's like, well, Extravaganza hadn't even started.
Yeah.
The Lunar New Year stuff was still going on. So it's like, what the hell mm-hmm. were they doing releasing those things so early? Because then now they have, it was like, did they do it because they knew the bird was going to be coming out and they didn't want to have the and then all the Star Wars stuff was going to be coming out? And did they not want to have overlappings? I don't know. Because
but none of it was overlapping because the Star Wars stuff
isn't even coming out until May.
No, no. The Jabba the Hutt thing comes out in April. It comes out actually next week. It comes out next week because Season of the Force starts.
Oh.
So that drops then.
I thought Season of the Force wasn't until May.
No, Season of the Force begins, the 5th of April. April
2nd.
Husband wants that Stormtrooper one, though. Aaron's on
the bucket, but the bucket doesn't drop.
You mean
until
the one
later.
That we already discussed while you were gone that is ugly?
Yes. Sorry. he wants that one. He wants Jabba. He wants the ugly one. My husband loves Star Wars, so there's not a lot of Star Wars stuff that he won't get.
That bucket is stupid.
I'll have to see it to decide if I want it or not. I mean, it's a weird concept. I know what they're going because it's like, oh, the end of it. It's just, it's a dead trooper. That's what it is, right? That's what it's meant to be.
I think part of the reason why he wants it is because it's odd. It's not like your normal...
You know what would have made more sense than that? Than like one of Thrawn's troopers or something like that. One of his helmets.
I don't think that has the appeal yet that.
Then
any of the original movies.
And then sequel trilogy stuff.
Yeah. But
helmet is sequel trilogy. And
yeah, but
the sequel trilogy has a lot inflates a lot of opinions in people, too. So. I'm just surprised that they would go with something that's like from that. Like people seem to, you know, genuinely like Ahsoka and compared to the sequel trilogy. Hey, but
you know what I don't hear people talking about? Everybody says Jabba bucket, Jabba bucket, Jabba bucket. The Salacious Crumb thing is a straw
Oh, is it?
Yeah, look at it. It has a clip on it.
Oh.
It's I don't believe it comes. I don't believe it comes with the Jabba. I would be surprised.
Oh, it doesn't.
Looks like a, it looks like a straw clip.
Oh, okay. I thought it was attached to the strap.
No, maybe it looks not. Separate, right, Michael?
That's what I thought it was.
Let's I've seen look. No mention of it, but it looks like it's a separate thing.
I don't know. I
when
mean,
somebody just... was holding it up in a video, it looked like it's like I thought it was together. That's why I was excited, but I don't know. Looks like it detached.
I mean, it's definitely detached. It just looks like it has a clip on top. I thought it was like attached to the strap, but you could be right, Dan.
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see. It looks like a leather.
It's just a clip. Well, okay, so I'm on some random Instagram post, and it looks they have it clipped to somebody.
So it is just clip.
It's so just it looks like chain. It's just a. By the way, that's disturbing. I just. The picture of Jabba with his head off and popcorn yeah, in it.
That was like pretty that, funny. That okay. is, I like that this. Is... I like the sound effects they added too. Okay, I popped for that.
Hold on levels of disturbing. Up here, we've got the Slimer popcorn bucket where you get the popcorn out of his ass. I don't know if you guys have seen that one.
I have not.
It's a Slimer popcorn bucket that was solicited.
But I want one now.
There was a Slimer popcorn bucket that was solicited with a totally different picture than what all of the theaters actually received, because the one they solicited was not having the popcorn come out of his ass. The popcorn comes out of his ass. So up here you got that. Somewhere in the middle, you've got the Dune popcorn bucket, which no more needs to be said about that. Everything is said about that is going to be said. And then somewhere at the bottom is pulling popcorn out of Jabba's head cavity. Neck cavity. So
yeah, he's down the list, but it's still like that. It was like a jump scare you weren't ready for.
Yeah, some choices that they make on popcorn buckets and other things like that are questionable.
Yeah, but the Pizza Planet one does look cool. Yeah, I know I'm gonna have quote unquote orders for that one too.
Yeah, I haven't ruled out having you know, one of you guys buy that for me and arrange for some shipping. Or
I'm gonna have to charge you for shipping, Anthony, for that.
Because yeah, I know.
Tight for that
one. That is a rather. Even the strap on that one looks cool.
Yeah, it does look cool.
Now, how much is that one gonna be?
Ooh, yeah, that one.
Actually, you know what, Michael? It's probably not as big as you think. So we're probably hitting that $30 mark.
I'd say 35.
Wasn't the trip maybe just over 32? How much was the train? How much was the train? I don't remember.
It was like right around 30, 32, I thought, or something in there. I don't remember.
It's like the trumpet, the Christmas ones, the trumpet Mickey was 28, I think it was. Damn. So I don't think it's as big as you think it is the thing is, I don't think it's as big as you think it is. So, hold on. No, we should know how much was, how much was the mayor's car? Because it's going to be about the same size. It'll be about the same size as the mayor's
probably.
Car.
I didn't see that one in person or not. Well, I mean, you know what I mean. I didn't actually see a picture of that one, like, for scale.
Oh. I don't think it went over 30.
I just read it. It says Salacious. It says Jabba the Hutt Bucket, Salacious B. Crumb Straw Clip. So, yes, it is a straw clip.
Thank you.
It is there. It is there, and it is a straw clip. It says it will the salvage stormtrooper helmet bucket was previously announced, and it's going to be joined by Jabba the Hutt bucket, Salacious B. Crumb straw clip, and the return of the previous Millennium Falcon popcorn bucket that was released before. It is unclear if the Salacious B. Crumb straw clip is a separate merch item, as it was not officially announced, and it was revealed in conjunction with the Jabba the Hutt popcorn bucket. So that is according to mouseinfo.com.
Yeah, but that's
what the video said.
That's like marketing, because they go together. They just do. Mm. So that's marketing. So, by the way, the mayor's car was 28.
Okay.
So I'm betting, I don't think we're going to hit over 30 for that, because I bet you it's just not as big as you think it is. And the car was a pretty decent size. And if you think about it, the car is what I just said, it is a similar size. It's going to be a similar size to the car.
That one lights up, and then you have the alien as well. So
yeah, so I could justify that couple extra bucks. Yeah, yeah.
Which one lights up?
I don't think 35. I think is too much, but I think we're going to hit either 30 or 32. Yeah, I think I could see that. So we'll see. April 26th. That's when that
drops. How soon? What, next year? There'll be the when do they roll out the first $40 popcorn bucket?
I'm sure it's coming.
Popcorn bucket's going to get more expensive and bigger. As long as they get bigger, I mean, I guess that's fine. As long as they're not still charging the same price for popcorn buckets. I mean, you figure, you go ahead and set. I'll let you talk in a minute, Dan, but I'm going to go first.
All I was going to say is I take the popcorn with every bucket that I buy.
Oh, well, of course.
If I buy more than one. That's all I was going to say. Crazy. Yeah. At that price, give me the freaking popcorn, dude. Yeah.
It's hilarious when you think about it. You look way back at the Cinderella carriage.
Oh, man.
Which was the first popcorn bucket to hit $15. How much did they sell the popcorn for the carriage for? I think I asked this last time. How much did they sell the carriage for when they chromed it and re-released it?
I don't know.
I thought it was like 25. I really thought so.
so chroming added an extra $10. Well, I guess that sounds about right. But we've come a long way since when the Cinderella popcorn bucket came out and it hit that $15 mark for the first time, and now we're talking about well over we're talking not even 10 years later, and we're talking about
inflation.
No kidding. We're talking about 10 years later. Yeah, actually, it is about 10 years. I think that was 10 years ago.
Yeah, it was.
When the Cinderella popcorn bucket, that was about 2015, I think. then now 10 years later, we're talking about over $30 popcorn buckets, and that's going to be the norm. I mean, they had went back down, and they started being more reasonable, but now we're going back up. So, said $35.
I mean, some of them make sense.
I mean,
you know, like some with the LED lights, you know what I mean? Like the one I was showing you earlier, the pigment one, that's pretty big. And then with the LED lights on it, I thought that was pretty dope.
I mean, if they add features and stuff, I mean, that's nice. I like when they add features, moving parts, stuff like that. But, at some point, just like everything else, it gets out of hand.
Well, see, that's why I'm thinking that the truck is going to be the highest, knowing that the fact that you get the alien and it lights up.
So we'll see. I mean, they're probably going to charge more for the, I'm curious how much more. I don't remember how much I think the Millennium Falcon was 25 when it originally came out. It's probably going to be over $30 now, even though they probably haven't done anything to it. They haven't even chromed it, and they're going to overcharge for it.
And the funny thing is that after a couple of weeks to a month, a lot of people are finding it at Goodwill for like less than $5.
We're not really huge on popcorn buckets over here, but we do have the AT-AT, which it's the AT-AT to me, not the AT-AT. Sorry, everyone. We have the AT-AT. And then we have the... We have the Chippendale Easter one, but that's because I love Easter, so I wanted to have that for my Easter stuff. And then we have the one that looks like a popcorn, like from Toontown. It's like it's like you're at a movie theater, like old school. Hmm. We have that one. And I think
the white plastic one.
Yeah, just I want to say it's like red, but it says popcorn on it. Plastic popcorn on top. We got that one because it was cute. And but I think that's it. Oh no, and then we have the Halloween ones, but I put those out as like decoration. So we don't buy a whole lot of the popcorn buckets because it's like what are you gonna do with them? I mean, so we display the ones that are like for holidays, we display on our holiday stuff. But other than that,
I have my husband's Yeah, I have them. The holiday ones are holiday display.
Yeah, same.
And any of the other ones are actually in my classroom. So that's actually.
Oh yeah, your classroom looks really good. You have a lot of your stuff in there. It looks great.
It just sucks that it's so high that we have to be picky on what we buy.
yeah, you do. And there's stuff I don't pick up because I don't care for it. Like, I know a bunch of people buy those ones that look like balloons. No interest.
They've got no interest. So many colors now.
Or just because it says magic key. No thanks.
Oh, yeah. I don't buy a lot of their magic key stuff.
Speaking of magic keys, they're still for sale.
Yeah, and they're promoting it in the park.
There, mm-hmm. I saw a sign yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's signs. Yeah, they're there right when you walk in under the tunnel. There's signs. Oh, upgrade to a magic key experience. So a far cry from that. One day they wouldn't even last a day, and then all of a sudden,
yeah.
You know, does this mean we're close to going back to what it was before?
No, it just reached their limit.
You think a lot of people dumped them just because of the price increases?
Well, yeah, definitely a lot of people got priced out.
Yeah, they may have been. They may, because Disney, you know, messes with their equilibrium pricing, and they're like always looking for that sweet spot, you know, so that they could figure out like maximum charge for that people are willing to pay. And maybe they did, because I could be wrong, but didn't their lowest one sell out?
Yeah.
Imagine. Let's see. Imagine key available for renewal only.
That's the only one that sold out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you did
so price people out.
A lot of people had said we're not.
Oh, we're not a ton of back. People online were like, that's it. I'm done. Like, they're like, pass holder for years, but this is way too much. It's like for a party of four, a party of six, that's just way too much money when we can go on a trip, which makes sense.
People have been saying that every time.
Yeah, that's true too. You know, I had this conversation with Gina actually yesterday. You know, because I'm scrolling through the phone. We were taking breaks and stuff. People, oh my God, you know, is it busy today? It's busy every day. Like, I mean, it's spring break. Like, I'm going on the second. Is it going to be busy? It's still spring break. And then people, when is it not so busy? I don't know. Right now it's spring break, and then spring break's going to roll into summertime, and then summertime is going to roll right into Halloween, and then Halloween rolls into Christmas, and the next thing you know, hello 2025. So if you want to go when it's not busy, try the beginning of 2025.
If you want to go when it's not busy, you have to invent a time machine.
Yeah.
And then you can go back to April or March of 2015.
Yeah,
that was the last time it wasn't busy.
here's what I was actually telling Gina. So this is in a pass holder group. And apparently a lot of pass holders don't understand that, like, you do not have to go all day. You don't have to do that. There's times when I'm there, like yesterday, I was there for a long time. For myself, I got there was in park by 9:30, and I think we left at, what, 4? That's a long time for me.
Yeah, we left at, like, 4.
Yeah, that's a long time for me. I don't do that. I'm, you know, sometimes show up in the morning and I'm gone by 2 or 3. Sometimes it's like I don't even get there until 7 and I'm, you know, leave it like close to midnight. I was there a long time yesterday, but I don't have to be. It's just what we were doing yesterday. We did nothing. What did we do? Speaking of extravaganza, this will actually lead into extravaganza.
We had fun. We just had a good time.
That's all we were doing. Yeah.
We did the extravaganza. We ate. We vibed. We listened to the Straw Hat band.
Yeah.
And then we went on one ride. And then we got our eggs. We did manage to get the Easter egg, which is on mobile order. They drop it a few times throughout the day. And then we went home. And it was a great day. It was honestly great.
So let's talk extravaganza, because Anthony had brought that up earlier. I have done the extravaganza now twice this year. I did it. We ate at Cafe, my kids and my brother and I ate at Cafe Orleans a few weeks ago and then did the extravaganza afterwards. So we did that yesterday. Gina and I had planned to go cause we're on spring break, knowing it was going to be kind of busy. The last time I had done it, I got 5 of the charms. There's 6. So I said, well, you know what? I might as well pay that extra $10 and get the last charm. So I did. And then I kind of asked her, do you want to do the egg hunt? Like, you've never done it. And she said, yeah, let's, it gives us something to do to walk around. Just gives us something to do while we're there, you know, park getting busier, ride times are getting longer. So we did that. We watched the Straw Hatters in front, right there in front of the showcase. And that's the one where the characters come out. So there was character interaction. Then the stand is right behind that, just outside the showcase, next to where they do the meet and greets usually for characters. So we bought the thing. And then I said, well, there's an egg here at the showcase. I've done this. I know where they're all at. You try to find it. So she's looking around.
Oh, my gosh. Talking. This is the...
In the meantime, Chip and Dale come out as characters. And I was messing around, and I was like, I'm going to take a selfie of myself. It's a joke between myself and one of my TAs that I take a picture with a character just in the background. Because when I tell me if any of you did this. When I was little, my parents did not want to wait in line to meet a character. So they used to stand me strategically in a place where the character was there too. All of a sudden, I'm in a picture with one of the 3 little pigs. Remember that, Michael? Parents do that, my yep. So I did that yesterday with Chip. Somehow he saw what I did. He noticed what I was doing, and he saw the map in my hand. So I'm not facing him. Next thing I know, someone's tapping me on the shoulder, and it's Chip. It's Chip, and then he looks at me. He looks at the map, and he points in the direction of where the egg is, which happens to be his egg. It's the Chip nice. Egg. And I said, oh, I've already seen it. I'm waiting here for my friend to see it because I already saw it. I've done this once. She's trying to do it for the first time. And then so he goes and taps her and points up to where the egg is. And poor lady there is just oblivious to what's going on.
Could
completely not oblivious.
Find it. And then I finally see it. And Chip is mocking me at this point. Have you ever been mocked by a chipmunk? Because I have now.
But it and got then better.
Oh, no, it gets way better. And so I'm laughing. And I was like, oh, my gosh, my dad would have said if it was a snake, it would have bit me. And then Chip is just like, what is wrong with you? Meanwhile, there are children waiting to take pictures with Chip. And Chip is ignoring them because I'm more fun. So Chip then points across the way to where...
To
the Emporium, where the next egg is, which happens to be Dale. I swear to you, I could not find this egg. I was genuinely looking, and I couldn't see it. Dan tells me, not only is Dan laughing, but Dan tells me, he's like, look right there. And like, and even the chipmunk is pointing. I swear to God, I did not see it. It took me a good minute and a half, 2 minutes to find this stupid egg.
And he played and with I us felt, the entire time. And there was the a line of kids time, waiting.
Ignoring children.
They were not where they were supposed to be, like for pictures. Nope. They were just playing with us. Which was the fun part. And then I did ask him for
that. It was a lot of fun.
Like, can I get an actual real selfie? Because he saw what I was doing. And so he said yes. And it was pretty funny.
It was probably, and no video of it. I mean, the only picture we have is Dan taking a selfie with him, but no video, none of that, but literally one of the best character interactions I think I've ever had. And I hope that Chip carries that with him for as long as he needs to, because that was probably, he acted like I made his day because I genuinely couldn't find it. It wasn't like I was playing into a skit or right doing it for the clicks and views. Like right I literally couldn't find it. And it was right there. Like it was right there. I felt like an idiot.
And what are you going to do?
Disney magic still exists.
Overall, what did you think of the extravaganza?
I thought it was a lot of fun. I think that especially if you're a key holder or if you just want to do something as a side quest with a family, I thought it was so much fun. The little charm's adorable. It's super cute. Like,
you guys kind of glazed over that. I've seen them because I watched somebody else's video or a couple of other people's videos of those. Talk about the fact that they've changed from the little plastic eggs to these charms. Talk about those.
So they call it a charm. It's basically a pin without the pin itself, without the the needle or poke or whatever it is, on a ribbon is what it is. They're super cute. I mean, if you, I know the egg.
I think they're well worth the money.
I know the egg is like what everybody knows because it's Easter and it's an egg, but the egg is a plastic egg that you can get anywhere.
And
just, if you're an artist, can paint, you know, a picture on it. It really is nothing. It's nothing special.
Yeah, I always mock people for paying all that money for some plastic eggs.
At least the pin is worth more of the $10.
Yes.
Like, you know, because it's metal. It's metal. I know there was some backlash about it. But it really is like, no, this actually is worth 10, because that's what you'd pay for a pin walking into a shop. Yeah. And it's actually less, because you're going to pay $15 for a pin. This is 10 and it's the same size. And they sell the set of them. They sell the set of six of pins.
Hey, yeah, that's the kicker.
For $35.
Yeah, you can get the whole set for cheaper than it would take you to put the set together by doing the.
But they're different.
The three egg hunts.
Yeah, in all the two parks in downtown Disney.
Right.
So it's cute. I don't have a problem with it. Getting them in person, it's heavy. It really is a pin without the backing. Like, that's really what it is.
What do you think was motivated for them changing over from the plastic eggs after so many years of the plastic eggs?
Because there's a ton of Company D that nobody wants to buy.
Yeah, I saw them the other day, Michael. It was a Company D the other day. There's a ton of them. I've always picked up the ones I didn't get. From before, like, you know, I've always picked them up because I have complete sets for all that. And the three packs are there too right now.
Yeah.
The three packs for the last couple of years.
I remember that one year that they had the R2 and C-3PO eggs, and they were like, there was like so many of them left.
Yeah. So I think that's part of it. I think it's cute. I think they're cute. They take up less space. They, like, for in their cases, they take up less space because it's, you know, not so big and hollow. So I don't have a problem with it. I think it's cute. I think what I asked her was that it's interesting how it's just, you got to hunt for these eggs. They're in plain sight, but it's just nonchalant.
Well, some of them are very obvious, right?
Not like for some people.
I'll be honest. Correct. But there's only... The chip one wasn't as hard. I needed to like look in the different direction. The Dale one, because I was so far away from it, I think that was part of my issue because of like where it was. But Thumper was a little difficult because it wasn't exactly where you thought it was going to be. It was like in the general area. But once you kind of figure out like where they're at, but I think for a kid or even just for anyone who just wants to do something, like I said, like a little side quest while you're off wandering around. And the little charms are cute. I think, honestly, I've never done the other hunts when they've just been like the plastic stuff because I didn't feel that it was worth the price. But I feel that this was worth the price anyway. Like I said, oh, if that's your, for $10, I think that's totally worth it because it's cute.
Yeah, I never actually did one like where I paid for it. I was called Daniel around while he would do his.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'd watch him get mad at people for pointing at them.
Yeah. So let's talk about that for a second. I'm not going to get mad at people, but like, I don't like when people spoil it. And this is why I have been doing this egg hunt, and you know this. Since my kids were little, I've been doing this with my kids since they were little. My kids are both teenagers. I got one that's going to college this next year, right? And the other one that's a freshman in high school. This is still something that they want to do. Like my son and Gina,
they've been
Gina knows my son
now.
Yeah, Gina knows my son pretty well. My son is like, you want to do this? Nah. I'm just nah. It's always nah, nah. Because he's just that age, right? Hey, son, you want to do the egg hunt? Yeah, I'm going to do that. Like, he still enjoys that. He likes looking for it because you've kind of seen what it is, Gina, and know where it's at. Mm-hmm. But remember, he pointed it out to you. Like, if you just said the showcase, you said the Emporium, it doesn't necessarily have to be outside.
Right.
It could also be inside.
Yeah. They have done ones that were inside.
So he likes to go and look around and do it and then come up to me and be like, Dad, I found it. And then, like, he's not going to tell me where it is. Huh. He wants me to find it, but he likes to be the one that's like, I got it. I found it. I know where it's at. He gets excited about that. And so if a kid who most of the time is like, nah, it's whatever, to see him, you know, yeah, I want to do that, and be like, I found it, Dad. I found it. You know, because it wasn't even a question. You want to do it? Yeah.
Yeah, I would. Daniel and I used to do it, I knew that he didn't want to be spoiled because he would get mad. And I'd look around and I would just be like, found it, and then just stay quiet.
Yeah. I don't know if I've done an egg hunt with him, but I wouldn't tell him where they're at, because I'm not going to lie to you. I want to find it too. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to find it too. Like, I'm okay if I find it. Okay. Like, I'll find it. And look around, you know. Okay. Oh, there it is. Okay.
Just put, there was that one time.
Kid with porny.
Yeah. There was that one time where legitimately, though, that there was that one at DCA that was supposed to be on the one side of Grizzly Peak Trail. Even the hint said specifically.
Oh, yeah. And it was totally the wrong one.
But it was on the other side past the smoking section by the truck.
I do remember
that. By the waterfall. Yeah. And everybody was pissed off. And that one, I actually ended up having a point. I was like, dude, it's way the hell over there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I actually, Michael, the first time that I did it this year, there's one over by Riverbell. And I had walked over there and I was with my son and we had found it. And there was some other people that were doing it too, two ladies and their younger kids. And, you know, they kind of said, oh, sorry, we're in your way. No, you're fine. We're doing the same thing. I see the map in your hand. Okay. And their little kid was like, oh, I found the one here. And then he proceeds to show me, you know, his map with the stickers on it. And I really didn't look. And his mom real quick was like, no, don't do that. Like, you don't show people, you know, where it's at. Cause like it's a hunt. Like, they want to find it. I'm like, no, that's okay, buddy. Like, you're excited. I understand that. Like, we're excited to try to find him too. I'm all, don't worry about it. I really wasn't looking. I didn't see where anything was. So yeah, but yeah, no, you want to do it. And that's why I get mad when people post the locations, like on TikTok or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do this. Like, people like to be surprised by it and want to do it. Like, I've been doing it with my family for 10 years.
Like, they have the video, like, and then they're like this.
Yeah, yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. I did take pictures of where they're all at, and I'll post something after.
After.
I'll post something after, you know, because I've gotten people to be like, what is that? Like, I've never done that. I'm like, they change the locations every year, right? So check it out. Like, you know, something you should do, especially now with a bunch of new pass holders coming in. If you're going, you should do this. It's cool. And it's just something. It's different. It's different. You know, something else to do. So, yeah, that's what we did yesterday with the extravaganza. It was a lot of fun. And then we were back in you talked about the shower already.
Yes, a little bit. Yeah, we did.
Then the honorary citizen thing.
I did not talk about because that was really cool. So I wanted to wait.
We were talking to that CM back there and we were just having a conversation. It's just like, we're just having a conversation with somebody talking about stuff. And then another cast member came over and he had a whiteboard and she pulled him over. Kevin, I don't remember what his name was. Let's say it was Kevin. She said, oh my God, you guys have to do, because we've been talking for like 10 minutes already. You have to do Kevin's like trivia thing. Okay, what's up, Kevin? He's like, hey, we're going to answer some trivia. If you get it, you know, you win a prize. Okay. They asked us a bunch of different questions. We got all of them.
Right? Some were really quite, like, some you had to think about. Like, you had to be a real genuine fan to get a few of them. And then some of them were really easy. He did a great job of, like, having a good mix on that.
Yeah, they're just written on a whiteboard. And I think he said you got to get 4 out of 10 or something to win. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what it was. We got all of them. But some of them were, I had to think about, either I knew it or she knew it. how many thingamabobs does Ariel have? And I was like, oh crap. Like,
and I had to sing it.
Yeah. You had to sing it. She sang that one real quick. And then she sang.
Isn't it Gaston? 20?
Gaston.
Yeah.
Is it 20?
How many? Yes, it is 20.
Yeah.
How many eggs does Gaston eat? Was another question. What did, Moana's grandma turn into?
That one I don't have.
Was another one. It was a manta ray, by the way.
That one took us a minute to figure out.
Name 3 Star Wars planets was on there. A bunch of different. I don't remember all of them. They were all good, though. Like, you had to think about it.
They were really good.
One of them. What did I answer? Not the last one. I answered one of them, and they're all, oh, my God, he knows that.
Oh, I don't remember which one that was. I don't know. They were pretty impressed by us. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, no, it was tricky. And they're all, oh my God, he knows that. I don't remember what it was.
And we were just playing. We had no idea that after he was done, like, and we answered all of them and we were just like, yay, we did it. And then he reaches out and he gives each of us a button.
It's the honorary citizen button.
Which is the honorary citizen button, which you don't get all the time.
You know that. Yeah, you don't get that all the time.
You know, that's a lot more work than the time that Daniel, David, and I got honorary citizen buttons from just standing there looking cool with our hats on. the custodial manager came up and gave us honorary citizen buttons just for standing there. We were near the ball.
It was the hats. It had to be the hats.
It was the hats. But I'm like, that's a lot more work than I had to do. I'm glad
it was fun.
It's totally fun. I would have done it. But
it's gonna come back to me. What that question was, that they were all, oh my God, he knows that. And my, I knew the answer. I just read the question and here's the answer. Yeah. But the last
one, you didn't even think about it. No, you just knew it.
The final one was finish the lyric. It was finish the lyric and it was like, they're out there making DuckTales. So the next line is, woo. Yeah. So they're all nailed it. He got it. That's right. So yeah, they gave us our honorary citizen button. It was just a good time.
They've been
out there with that whiteboard a lot.
Yeah. It's fun, man. Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's fun. At least they're giving you something else, especially on a busy day, right? It's a busy day. Yeah, there's other, because that's part of what we were talking about. We were talking about, hey, it's nice to have an area where kids can just kind of run around. And she was like, yeah, I see some of the same parents here for hours at a time, literally just letting their kids run around back over here. And then we met Pete. Like Pete was
out. Oh, yeah, we got to meet Pete. And that was a great character interaction, too. Pete's awesome. Pete's really cool.
I've never seen Pete.
Well,
he doesn't come out as much as he used to.
He doesn't. So we saw him and we're all, Gina's like, oh, Pete's over there. I said, let's go. Let's go get in line and get a picture with Pete. Yep. Nice. He's good. She's got a little, I filmed a little interaction video with her. I filmed it while she walked up there. So she's got that.
Yeah. Pete's cool.
Speaking of rare characters, I was noting that in did you guys already talk about the Disney Channel night, or was that after the last time we got together? I don't know if any of you guys went to that.
I did not go to that.
Daniel did. You can listen to the Mousepire podcast.
Right.
Actually, I think we're going to record soon. We haven't talked about it yet, so that's coming.
I was just going to say about that, I was noting that as far as I know, some of those characters haven't been out in 10 years. Because the last time, as far as I know, that those characters was out was the very last AP party at the end of 2014. And that was the last time that Darkwing, Don Carnage, and some of those were at that one party when they had that photo op at the entrance to Toontown that had absolutely no lighting. You remember that, Michael?
Yeah.
They had Don Carnage and Scrooge down there with no lighting. I had to throw away all my pictures.
Here's, I tried he to take did go. I think did we t- we did talk about this actually. So,
yeah, no, he said he. I saw that he went.
Yeah, he went and he did talk about it on his podcast. But he said they were first of all, he had a good time. They had a lot of different interactions with either characters or scenes that you could do. There was like 19 of them or something like that. It was a lot. So you could, and then Phineas and Ferb was big because they had like a Perry the Platypus dance party or whatever.
Yeah, I saw a video of it. It looked pretty cool. I'm really pissed off because I got into Phineas and Ferb only just about 5 years ago. But at the time of that, there was that AP party that was at DCA. I think it was the only one. That was at DCA. There was a Phineas and Ferb and Doofenshmirtz photo op at that AP party. But I wasn't into Phineas and Ferb at the time. And I'm really, in hindsight, pissed off at myself.
So we actually ran into Dan Povenmire one of the last times that we were there.
Yeah. So
we were walking out. Yeah, we were walking out of Galaxy's Edge going to Hungry Bear. And he crossed us. He passed us with he was with Carolyn Ree, who was Aunt Hilda and Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and is the voice of the mom. She's the voice of the mom in Phineas and Ferb.
Yes.
So I didn't see him. And then somebody had told me.
Because he was at Disney Channel night.
Yeah. Yeah. He was.
He's there a lot. He loves Disneyland.
Yeah.
Like he goes there all the time.
You follow his TikTok?
He just posted a video where he was there and he met up with one of the animators. He met up with Ashley Tisdale, who was there with Candace at the same day. And then, a random fan who had on a Dr. Dukas
shirt. That was so funny.
Who didn't even know who he was.
Who didn't recognize him.
I didn't know who he was. Yeah, that was pretty funny. But after we had passed him, I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, oh, okay, whatever. Gina had and her husband had left, and then I had gotten a magic key shot of Tiana over by where Club 33 is, where the Court of Angels is, that area over there. That's where the photo op is. So got the photo, and then I kind of moved over underneath the outcropping of the door for Club 33 to kind of gather all my stuff. And who should walk up but Dan Pommenmeyer and Carolyn Ree? They walk right up, and I'm like, oh, my God. I wasn't starstruck, but it didn't dawn on me because they rang the doorbell for Club 33. It didn't dawn on me.
Of course they did.
Like, hey, can I get a picture? You know what I mean? It just didn't dawn on me real quick. But it's cool. And yesterday we actually saw Tony Hawk.
Which we did. Dan saw him, and Dan took a double take, and then Dan asked me, hey, is that Tony Hawk? And I look, and I'm like, I don't know if that's Tony Hawk, because I'm thinking, I don't even remember at this exact second what Tony Hawk looks like. But then we went and ate, and while we were eating, Dan looked up Tony Hawk, and we looked at the picture, and we're like, that was Tony Hawk, 100%.
Yeah. And he was with the plaid, so he was walking with a plaid, so definitely,
yeah.
We always play... famous or rich, you know.
That's our favorite game.
Celebrities for the last 2 weeks.
Well, it's spring break time for them too. Yeah. So,
spring break.
Yeah, we definitely saw some later that were like they're just rich.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we saw some later like that. No, that's nobody. They're just rich. So that I'm telling you, man, I don't know who it was, but that one when we were at the end of the day when we were in Jolly Holiday, I think she is somebody, but I can't.
So she had that look of like Hollywood with the like fillers, and she was with a plaid. And so she could have gone either way, but she did have kind of a more famous look about her, but I didn't recognize her. She kind of had like a generic middle-aged Hollywood look about her with a little too many facial fillers. So I don't know who she was.
You know who it reminds me of? What's the chick in Million Dollar Baby? What's her name?
Oh, Hilary Swank.
Could it have been Hilary Swank?
I haven't seen Hilary Swank in a really long time. Maybe if Hilary Swank has resorted to fillers. Because that woman definitely had fillers. She had cheek and she had lip fillers. And she had Botox, 100%. And don't get it wrong, she looked good. Like, they were well done. It could have been. She wasn't dressed up. She was very, like, downplayed. She didn't have a lot of makeup on. Yeah, she definitely, you know, didn't look, like, glammed up for Hollywood or anything. So it could have been her. It could have been. But, yeah, that's our favorite game to play. Last time I was there with another friend, we ran into somebody from something I don't watch, but my friend noticed right away. They had a look though of like useless influencers, so I just kind of like dismissed them as like, oh, maybe they just all paid for a VIP tour for their influencing. But then my friend took a picture of who it was and showed it to me, and I was like, oh yeah, that's the same person. So I think I'm just really bad at noticing people when they're not on television.
Yeah, that was always me whenever I was there with Daniel and other people, because I think it was any of this could be off the record, but I think we saw Drake Bell over in Cruiser Country, which kind of
that's a hot topic right now.
Yeah, which kind of links. That's kind of, yeah, exactly. And then there was the time that we saw, why is she look more like Julia Roberts.
She did look like that, actually. I think it could have been.
I think we saw Hillary Swank. Yeah.
I think you're right. Now that I'm like going back into my memory, the lips, the face. Yeah, the hair. I think we did.
Her hair's just shorter
the
now.
The hair
than it
for
was.
Sure. Yeah.
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 I think we saw Hillary Swank.
I think yeah. that it's highly probable that that was Hillary Swank. Yes. I think so.
Check Disneyland celebrities on Instagram.
Dude, they don't update for crap.
They don't. It's never terrible.
Looked. Yeah.
Not as much as I used to.
No, they don't.
I follow an Instagram account that's about hot dads at Disneyland, but I don't follow the celebrity
page.
Hey, I follow Disney Foods.
Yes.
Disney Foods.
I love Disney Foods. Disney Foods is awesome.
Yeah, they have one, a MILFs and DILFs, like separate ones.
That's funny. All right, what else we got? As we're getting near that time.
You guys should probably talk about Food and Wine.
You know what? I haven't been to Food and Wine.
I haven't touched nothing.
Let's be honest. I'm going to be honest about Food and Wine. Doesn't excite me.
Mm-mm. Same.
It doesn't excite me.
Last time we went, we looked at Food and Wine, and instead we went to Carthay Circle, which I have to tell you was much better than the Food and Wine booth. We had a lovely cheese plate. We enjoyed some bao buns. My goal at Carthay Lounge al fresco, it was to drink every drink on the menu except for the coffee ones. I don't like liquor in my coffee. And I had one left. And the only one that I had not had was a Scotch Mist. And I finally had that. And I have to say, if you like Scotch, it was delicious. But the guy came, and my husband likes Mai Tais and fruity drinks. So he's drinking a Pimm's Punch, and I'm drinking a Scotch Mist, which is literally scotch over ice with a twist of lemon. And he goes to hand it to us, and he looks at me scotch. And my husband, and he just stops. And he's like, Scotch Mist? And my husband's all, that's hers. Like, he wanted nothing to do with that drink. Aaron was like, I don't drink diesel fuel. That is disgusting. But anyway, I digress. So we went to Carthay Lounge al fresco and had a much better meal than literally anything at the Food and Wine booths kind of were doing for me. So I haven't tried it. I'm going to Disney tomorrow, just for a couple hours in the afternoon. And I just don't know if we're going to hit up the booths or not. They just didn't look.
When does it end?
Right. The end of April, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I want to say it's the end of April.
Okay, so I have some reservations for April. I still may try it, but Anthony, you're asking, it hasn't been a priority. Nothing on the menu seems like, we've had this conversation that Lunar New Year is my favorite.
The superior.
It is by far my favorite. Food and Wine does lean heavily on the alcohol a lot. And a lot of what Disney
it's still in the name.
I know.
A lot of their alcohols, if you're not getting the beer, and even their wine is like, if you want the cocktails, you're better off going to Carthay or going to the hotel to get like, or going to Trader Sam's or something like, or Tangaroa Terrace. You're better off going there. The cocktails that they serve for Food and Wine are literally like high C punch with like a dab of alcohol in it. They're very sugary. They're not very good. So
I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry. You have to get it right. It's Powerade.
My bad. It's Powerade. Sponsored by
or is that only at Oga's?
No. Oh, yeah. And Oga's have been doing, they've been better, but they're still, yeah. If we go to Oga's for the atmosphere, not the, you know, the alcohol, but yeah, that if you're going to get like their wine flights are even not great. The beer that they've been serving at Food and Wine, from what I understand, is probably better than even the wine that they have. But it ends April 22nd. So that's when Food and Wine ends. I just wanted to see Soarin' Over California, but the line is like instantly 5 hours long, and I'm not waiting that long for any Soarin'. Personally,
single rider.
The visuals are crappy, but it's still the best.
Yeah. Single rider, they sometimes, depending on how busy it is, they won't open it up for that one.
No,
that really hasn't been open that much, and Lightning Lane has been really packed.
Yeah, I've seen a couple people's videos of Food and Wine, and I have four observations. There's first of all, the booths have gotten such the glow up in over the years that it just reinforces what I said in the last episode about eventually those booths are just going to be out permanently. I just foresee those booths. We're not hearing you, Dan.
I said they might as well be. They're out 6 months of the year anyway.
Yeah, I mean that's what I was saying last episode. I was saying next you're gonna get a food festival during Halloween, and then they're just gonna be up all year because those things have just gotten such a glow up from just a simple, basically a cardboard shed, you know, a ice fishing shed, so to speak, to somebody could live in there. Some of them have little extra buildings coming off of them. I don't know how they move them around so easily. That's what I mean. Eventually, they're just going to get tired of moving them, and they're going to leave them there permanently, and they're going to some of those places already probably have electricity that has been already added to where they are. So, I mean, might as well. Second, there's a chicken wing that is unanimously dry and not very good, even though it looks good. I don't remember the name of it. If you guys have seen the menu, you probably know the exact one I'm talking about. There is a lemon cake that everybody apparently is trying that is, I guess, good. And there is a taco at LA Style that's good, but then isn't there always?
Yeah, so this, I don't know. It's just, this one hasn't hit. Not excited about this. I don't know a lot of people that are. I haven't even seen a lot of people post a whole lot about it. I do want to try it just because I'll catch something. I do like the way that they're doing the little tabs now digitally instead of the thing, which I think is an option. And this one has two different options of the number of tabs. Michael, am I right? Yeah, this one has two different options of the number of tabs.
Yeah. You can buy.
Either a four or a six. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's interesting too. I'll try it. I'll get there. I knew I had a long time. So it hasn't been a priority. And then I got stuff going on. I've been busy. And I got to get there obviously during the day. And then the rain doesn't help. All the rain that we've
had. March has been wild.
Conveniently, it only rains on the weekend.
Right. March has been busy. It's been raining. Work has been crazy. And the food has been meh.
I thought about it yesterday.
Carnita style pork belly. That sounds pretty good.
I thought about it yesterday. Did you happen to see the line to go into DCA when you got there yesterday?
It wasn't that bad.
It was when I got there. About 9:30 in the morning. It was ridiculous. It was way longer than the line to get into Disneyland.
When I got there, it was the opposite. Yeah, I got lucky when I got there. And then somebody had messed up. He was in front of me, and they had to inform him that he had to go to DCA. But I want to say park hopping started in, 15, 20 minutes when I got there. So he's like, oh, we'll mess around until we can come into Disneyland, which is kind of a pain. But, yeah, when I got there, the line for DCA wasn't bad. But I know that because of the festival, DCA has been pretty busy recently.
Breaking news. I am in queue for D23.
Congratulations.
Although we knew what it was, here's the official word on ticket types. Reminder, you must be a D23 member, general or gold, to purchase tickets. Join for free, blah, blah, blah. Following ticket types are still available. The one-day ticket for Friday, the one-day ticket for Sunday, and the ultimate fan pass three-day ticket. The preferred ultimate one, the $999 one.
Right.
Following ticket types are sold out, and it is everything else.
Right.
So Disney fucked up. There it is.
Dirty.
Official. You were dirty. And I'm still somehow 21,000 in line.
Wow.
So very looks like, and I actually just talked to Daniel. We may, if we can get in, we may just do Sunday, but we're not even hopeful for that. So we'll see. So there goes that one. Another fuck up on their part. We'll see what happens.
Gina's muted. I don't know if she's talking.
Yeah. She's talking shit. That's why.
I'm trying to multitask because I have things going on here.
You know what? Disney doesn't pay us and I don't make any money for this. So I'll talk whatever shit I want. When I rant on TikTok, I'm just going to get called fat anyway. So whatever.
Disney messed up. They messed up. They definitely screwed up.
This is bad. This is just bad practice for business. Like, they're making their money, but this is bad practice for business.
100%.
Anyway,
a company that's whose reputation is currently at best tenuous with the public really should be trying to put forward, at least in some senses, a better presentation when they have the chance to, and this was a chance to, and it may not be completely Disney's fault, but they were in their power to make sure that this didn't happen, and they didn't do it.
I don't think it is completely their fault.
No, but they like should have made sure that it didn't.
Yes.
They have a lot of shit going on for them right now. They have a man in the press talking shit directly at them who is trying to take over the company.
Yes.
Who wants to bring Ike Perlmutter back to the company. That cannot happen. Disney has to put on a better face when they have the chance. I don't care if it's their fault or not. To the public, it's their fault.
Yes.
The public is not going to say, oh, it's not Disney's fault. Everything is Disney's fault because that is how the public wants. Disney,
that's the public perception. Is
the enemy of the pub of a very large, not a majority, as they would have you believe, but a significant portion of the public sees Disney as enemy number one when they shouldn't be. There is a lot more things that should be enemy number one, but Disney is bad to a lot of people, and Disney needs to put on more of good faces than what they're doing if they want public perception about them to change.
Agreed when it comes to stuff like this. This is a bad look, knowing that not only did you change your format for how you're doing your convention, but also raising the prices like as much as they did for this, when it's obvious that didn't work because people didn't want that $999 thing. They probably would have been fine with saying, hey, if you buy this package, we guarantee you a reserve spot to sit. That's what people wanted. They wanted, I will pay that extra money if I can get a spot to sit in the Honda Center, which should be able to handle because you have a presentation, not something that needs, you know, the hockey rink. You have enough to seat more than enough people that want to see that. It's there.
For like, wrestling or something like that, you can sit like what, 40,000 in Honda Center?
Get 40,000 people in there to do that. I think their capacity is that high.
When you have floor seats, I think it is.
When you have maybe. But for like a concert or something, it's somewhere around,
I think it's 20. Like 30,000 for like just for like hockey, but
I don't think it's that big. Maybe I'm thinking of Toyota.
Oh, maybe.
Because Toyota is small.
They should have a lot more. This should have went better.
You should have done it because you could have only done 5,000 before.
Yeah.
And now you have.
So this shouldn't have been. This shouldn't have been as big of an ass show as it was.
The point is, Disney desperately need. What is it? 18?
Yeah.
So they should be able to fit another at least 20,000 then
Center stage capacity, which means something like wrestling,
right,
is about 20,000. You were only going to use one end of the stage. So you're looking at probably close to 25,000 people. You could have easily done this because the ticket price difference for a regular ticket to just a convention center and the addition of the Honda Center was only like $20. It was reasonable. And that $20 guaranteed you a seat. You could have been fine doing that, Disney. But you went greedy, and what you get stuck with, you got stuck with $1,000 seats that no one is buying.
Yep. Because people also, let's all just pause for a second. I know we have, quote, Disney money, a lot of people. But the economy, it's not phenomenal in terms of, like, inflation, in terms of people trying to buy things. When you can allocate money to be like, okay, we're going to have this for entertainment, that doesn't often mean $1,000+ seats to a convention. Maybe that's great for a pass. Maybe you're like, okay, I'll spend this $1,000 on a cruise or a pass or going to the park, or I'm going to drop some money on merch. But to go to a convention, that very, quite frankly, a lot of it's going to be like streamed or talked about very quickly after, that's a lot of money to just like blow randomly.
For announcements.
That's what I mean.
For announcements. Exactly. Stuff that's going to hit the internet 10 minutes later.
And that's the point. It's like they greatly overestimated, one, people's finances, I think, but two, how much people want to see.
In fairness, I blame Comic-Con for all of that. Comic-Con is to blame for all of that.
Oh, Comic-Con is to blame for all of that.
Comic-Con created this Comic-Con, monster.
But Comic-Con,
they created
still
the monster.
Doesn't. They did, but they're it's still within reason.
And the studios fed into the
monster.
It's
still within reason because of the price.
The studios fed into the monster by making Comic-Con about movies instead of, you know, it's in the title, comic. But
Disney still backfired because their presence at Comic-Con isn't going to be much because they're having D23 this year.
Yeah, obviously.
When that happens, they back out. They back out because we want to do it on our own thing, and you still lost because you still got those $1,000 seats that are going to be there. Now, will they fill? I don't know. There's going to be people that did it. There's people that paid $1,000 for that crap. But
well, I mean, they've always done it, though, because even then they had the Sorcerer's Package in the past, which was almost $1,000. And yet the Sorcerer's Package, they would only sell, less than 100 of them, and yet they would sell out. Sorcerer's Packages were always gone, like one of the first things. It's just like with Celebration, they'd have the Jedi Master Package.
Have you seen the map?
One year I actually had the money to buy the Jedi Master Package. I had the money! But then it sold out before I could even get them for 2015. I didn't get it. I had the money!
Have you seen the map for the Honda Center and the setup for what they're doing? It's the entire floor. The entire hockey rink is the preferred ultimate seating. The entire hockey rink. That's thousands of seats.
Right.
That's thousands of seats.
Yeah.
For thousands of dollars.
Not 100.
There's going to be a lot of empty seats down there. They're going to fill up with. Well, they're gonna sell them off to or give them away to you know, money people, to people with money, investors, rich people.
Yeah,
much rich people are gonna fill those seats.
That is what's gonna be done, but it was a shit show. Anyway, let's move on. A few more minutes. Let's go.
Hey, you know what? I want to end or not end, but I just want to. It was supposed to be segued off of food and wine, but then somehow we went off on a tangent as usual. I wanted to segue and say,
having you on the podcast, buddy, I'm used to that.
I wasn't even the one who did it.
I know.
I was gonna go off on a tangent and say, guess who else is having a food festival right now? Magic Mountain is having a food festival right now. Would you believe it? And what? They actually big portion, not size portions, not size prices. They have a food pass that you can buy, that if you are an annual pass holder, you'll give you two extra.
Yeah.
Michael knows about it. They'll give you two extra tabs if you're an annual pass holder and the discount.
And the food has been good. Everybody I know.
And what I've seen so far is the food has all been good.
Do I get shot too?
That's a perk.
Oh,
that's a bad rap.
Is that a bonus?
To be honest, I mean,
I would go to that. Well,
yeah, it's
if
far.
If you live up there or you love those kind of rides, Magic Mountain actually does a lot of really good value. That's where a lot of the high schools are starting to do grad nights at, because Magic Mountain has so it's cheaper. They give the kids passes for the whole year. They feed them. Like, it is a much better value to go to Magic Mountain, but it takes, 2 hours?
I've never done a grad night. I have.
Yeah, for you guys, 2 hours on a bus. For you guys, yeah, I know that's far. I mean, I know. I grew up in San Bernardino, and Magic Mountain. Just, we were basically in Rialto.
Yeah, I know.
But
I know the area.
The Magic Mountain, yeah. When you live out that far, yes, Magic Mountain seems like
it's a
lifetime away. But when I was living in, when I lived in North Hollywood, and when I was the whole time I was working at Universal, I had a pass for like 4 solid years because we would all go as groups and stuff. And this was about the time that they added the metal detectors. we were going there at the time when they had that stabbing, and then the metal detectors went in the next day.
Good old days.
Yeah, good old days. But they're even putting on their own little spring break called Scream Break, where it's basically Halloween.
Oh, sick of Halloween being all year. My turn to rant. I hate that. Look, Halloween's fine. Great. Glad you love Halloween. But the fact that it starts now in frickin' March, can we please stop? Can we stop with Halloween being all year long, please? Can we all get different personality traits?
As soon as we stop having Christmas in June or whatever the hell it is that people do.
I would be fine. Oh, the Christmas in July thing
Christmas
that they do.
Christmas in July, yeah.
And I think a lot of people do that. Like, a lot of the people I know who do that are crafters, and they have to start early so that they can start crafting early so that they can get their stuff out before Christmas. But I'm fine with that. And Christmas in July, too. I'm fine with that. But, like, we literally stop Halloween, right? Like, the weekend after, like, 1st of November. And then before I know it, here we are talking about Halloween again at the beginning of the year. And I'm like, please. Please stop with the Halloween. But yeah, I think because that's what they're known for, right? They're like, their big Halloween thing is Fright Fest, right? Am I wrong?
Yes, it's called Fright Fest.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I guess people go to. I don't know. We don't talk a lot about Magic Mountain.
No, we don't really talk about it.
Talk.
Yeah.
No, not us. Cause... I mean, even in the theme park like circles, right. I don't hear them get a lot of love.
And a lot of people don't, and I've actually surprised to see that there's at least one person. Michael, do you know Dylan?
Yes.
He has a YouTube channel called Theme Park Obsession that he's been doing lately.
Yeah.
And,
I watched him occasionally.
Oh, you watched Dylan. That's Dylan. He was actually on Mousepire Podcast once many years ago to talk about food. Because he was doing a food blog at the time on Instagram, but now he does a blog. He's been posting almost every single day. He has gone to Magic Mountain like 3 times, Knott's, Universal. Dylan's doing what I wanted to do. He's talking about all the parks. He even got invited to something for Magic Mountain because Magic Mountain's probably used to not being talked about. So he actually got invited back for the Scream Fest, the Scream Break thing. For Media Day.
Yeah, he works at Universal, too. Like, he's one of the...
Well, does he work there now? Because he worked at Disneyland.
He primarily works there during their Halloween season. And then he's internet panhandling the rest of the time, trying to get people to fund his theme park of trips. And then he flies a lot of places now because his partner, if they're still together, his partner
is a flight attendant. Is that what he does?
Yeah, and then his dad moved to Florida.
That probably
explains how he got to Tokyo.
That probably explains why when they went to Tokyo, because we watched all of their videos when they went to Tokyo, mm-hmm. they flew from Chicago, which I thought was really strange that he flew from Chicago to Tokyo, because yeah. I'm like, why the hell would you fly from Chicago? That's extra hours that you don't have to be in a plane.
He's doing the damn thing. Yeah.
From I'm what happy I understand, for him.
His partner. Yeah, his partner is a flight attendant.
Now he's doing so much extra stuff.
And he's almost at 100,000 subs on YouTube. I've seen him a few times. Aaron and I have seen him at Knott's. When we were there, we saw him quite a few times. And then I've seen him in passing other places.
He's come a long way from the little 17-year-old kid when we first met him, huh, Michael? I think he was 17 when we first met him.
That's cool. I got a real job.
I believe so.
Wow.
Yeah, right. We were just talking about that.
I'm not making fun of that. If the kid is cool, good for him. Honestly.
Yeah, no, he seems like a cool guy. But,
no, he was a cool guy.
That's cool.
He had him on the podcast. He came to my house once to do the podcast, and that was cool. But my point is that, nobody talks about Magic Mountain, but he's been going there and talking about Magic Mountain. He's been doing all these videos about how he did a whole video where he posted all these flags on the side of the hill and all this work that they're talking about doing. And it's really, he's been really getting into it. And I don't know if he could sustain this, a video every single day thing, but.
Well, that's his job. So like, that's all he's not working anywhere right now. He only works, to my knowledge. So I don't know the guy personally, but from what I've just from following him and what I've seen, I know he works the hot season. And other than that, like YouTube is his job. Like, and I'll tell you, I just pulled him up. His Magic Mountain videos are getting views. His Magic Mountain videos are getting almost 20,000 views, which for Magic Mountain is pretty good, because usually Disney pays everybody's bills. But like, even his Camp Snoopy and Montezuma's Revenge video got over 24,000 views.
I mean, he's been doing good content. We've been watching all of his videos ever since his
trip. He went to Vegas, and that got quite a few views.
Oh yeah, because he was talking about the
SpongeBob ride got like 100,000 views. Damn.
He went to Vegas because he was talking about the permanent Halloween was you talking about Halloween all year. The Halloween Horror Nights basically permanent maze that they're putting in Vegas. He's even talked about that. But can we say that they're calling that Monsters Unchained is the name of that maze that's going in Vegas. But that's also the name of the ride or the attraction that's going in at Dark Universe, if you really want to talk about a whole nother park that's on the other side of the country that's not even built yet. Dark Universe is also going to have a ride called Monsters Unchained. I think, and that's not, I assume, not the same attraction. That could get a bit confusing. I don't know. Although I feel like a lot of the things that people are claiming is the name of rides at Dark Universe are not the names until they've been confirmed. So I know. This morning they released their video about Isle of Berk.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, it sounds pretty cool. Maybe I'll go there in like 20 years after they've changed the name.
I'm all for like having more people like cover more theme parks and having people expand this theme park idea to other places in the United States. You know, like I would love to see that for people who can't make it to Southern California or Florida. You know, like you could easily, a lot of people go to Vegas for a variety of things and easily do a side quest to, you know, something like that.
Right.
And it's and if you like horror, like that's cool. It's not my jam. So
yeah, speaking of really people, it's funny that too, because a lot of the videos that Laughing Place puts out. It's always it's this guy Jeremiah. I don't know. Do you know the videos that they put out, Michael? That it's a guy named Jeremiah. I used to work with that guy at Universal over 20 years ago. He was a lead and then a manager at Universal when I was there. And I don't know, somehow he goes around the country or goes around the world now for Laughing Place. But I think he also works somewhere else. See, I mean, he must. I don't know, unless that's his job now, too. That's a real weird transition. But it's just weird seeing these people go around the country. They're people I've met, but it's like, it's weird because I'm like, oh, small world after all, I guess. Bringing it back to the beginning.
It's just, it's super time consuming. You know, we do this as a hobby. If I really wanted to do it, I'd put my all into it. But I mean, it was a joke about the real job, but I mean, I do. I have a real job that requires responsibilities and all this other stuff. So this is just my playtime. But I mean, I applaud that. And I use it, obviously. We're sitting here talking about them, knowing it comes out with useful information because there's somebody there. Honestly, as long as they're not acting like a douche, I'm cool with you.
Yeah, no, I definitely
got no, you know, I got no beef with you. Do your thing, you know.
We're never. I mean, people know this. We're never going to openly mention somebody that we don't like. And if we do, Dan's already cut it out, and you're not hearing about it. So, but the fact that you're probably going to hear
us. And trust me, there are plenty of names that I don't like, and there's a couple that have blocked me from calling them out. So
that is hysterical, by the way. I think that's funny.
Send it like this. Michael, what you got coming up? Did your Western Day, did you have that already, or is it coming up? I don't remember.
No, it got postponed.
That's what it was. Yeah.
And, so I don't know why I couldn't go to it. I just got lazy. And I know a couple of YouTubers out there that associate with me. And I had them host the event for me. It was actually successful, getting bigger slowly. April the 14th, a Sunday, I do have Roaring 20 Fashion Day. That's coming up. And then beyond that, I'm pulling back a lot of things. And I might just stick with my Glow events. I was going to come back to Disneyland, but the way the Facebook groups are ran, you can't promote at all compared to back then. A lot of YouTubers are stuck up, and like I did back in the days.
Yes, sir, they are.
I hit up every single YouTuber, and the only one that got back to me was Adam Leroux. So I don't give a shit about them.
Because you ain't bringing the money, bro. They don't care about you.
Oh, I know. You know what I mean? I've been doing this for a long time. You know what I mean? I've been dealing with, you know, when I used to do rave clubs and all that. So, theme park people are worse. You know what I mean? And so I'm just pulling back on that. Just the Glows are very successful. So I'm doing that. And I'll be back in the park 420. Because I've seen that the reservations popped up for April, and so I might book some, but I won't be back until 420.
Is that a green day? No, that's a green day, right? Mm-hmm. All right, any last words real quick? I gotta head out. Well, I guess Gina's technically in control of this one, but I gotta download the file.
Oh yeah, I'll stop recording when you're ready.
Just anything, any last words?
Hey, just make sure you check out my YouTube. We drive around Oregon.
It's actually kind of cool. I've seen a lot of the videos.
It is cool. Oh, I've watched quite a few of them. They're very relaxing.
ASMR. Yeah.
And we got more, make sure you guys have your YouTube set for the highest quality setting, because those should be coming out in 4K. Nice quality for you guys. And we finally learned how to fix the brightness on some of the darker areas. So hopefully we got a video coming out this week where we drive around the Evergreen Air and Space Museum that's in McMinnville. We were going to release a video of the inside, but we were told that there is no videotaping inside, unfortunately. So that you get to see us drive around it. That is the current home of the Spruce Goose, which may ring a bell for some of you who remember that when it was in Long Beach. This is where it has been since it left there. It's been up here, apparently.
It's cool. The one with the waterfall I dug. That was cool.
We have more covered bridges coming, because there is an endless amount of covered bridges up here, apparently.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, lots to look forward to. Definitely going to get up back out to the coast. I don't know if you guys saw the one where we were driving on the coast. We went across a couple cool bridges over on the coast. But we'll definitely have some more coast because there's a lot of cool bridges on the coast, too. So that's New to the Northwest on YouTube. We're also on TikTok until it is banned by the government.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Anyway. So Michael's got his events coming up. You can follow him in his groups on Facebook. It's always cool. His groups are pretty drama-free for the most part.
Yes, they're good groups. Yeah. They're really good groups with good people.
Drama-free since 93.
Stupid-ass questions.
Oh, I don't tolerate no crap, even though they're all great people, but I weeded out all the people back then, so we're good. It was hard in the beginning, trust me. It was a lot of drama.
Yeah, you can catch all our links in the bio for wherever you're listening to this. Really, it's just my TikTok that's still going, and all this is on YouTube, too. So have a blast. We keep having people listening, so if you are, thank you. If not, we just do this to hang out and talk about crappy Disney and their stupid pre-sales. Yeah. Three ticket types left, and I'm still 21,000 in line. That's freaking ridiculous. Anyway, if I can get Sunday, I'll get Sunday. If not, I won't be heard about it. So I'll let you guys
know. Watch it together online.
Right? We should do a watch party.
That's what I'm going to do it at school on that Friday. What are we going to do today, guys? Well, it's, you know, first Friday. Fun Friday. Let's watch the Disney.
Call it a team building activity, Dan.
There you go.
My first rodeo.
Hey, let me know when you find out how much that Pizza Planet truck is going to be.
Okay, closer. Well, it's going to be closer.
Because I haven't ruled out having you get one for me. So.
Okay, I charge $20 in shipping at least. No, it might actually be that to get. Well, no, he'd want it wrapped tight because if it's like the the mayor's car is, man, there's some.
I don't blame you on getting it wrapped. I paid extra for that.
You would want that wrapped. Yeah.
Yeah, I want Poshmark shipping prices, not eBay. Okay.
All right, then. I guess we'll see y'all later, Gina. Whenever you're ready, you can end this, and then I'll download the file.
Disney Culture is a part of the Extraordinary Culture podcast universe. Follow my Disney stuff on IG and YouTube at Dan's Disney Adventures. Follow my Disney stuff on TikTok at Danzig77. That's DanSzig77. Thanks for listening. See you real soon.